This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
DCR.
Got the number one pick and a Super Bowl champ with the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I don't marry trash, DMT for short. Wonder if we best, why don't you peep the score? Sports Center E, gonna be top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drive Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Dave, Chris, and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. What a beautiful Thursday morning it is. The New York Saints, Islanders, headed back to the NHL's Final Four. How's that sound, Coach Cassidy?
I don't know how to answer that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You listen to DCR, of course. We're live every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Make sure you give us a call, 1-800-919-3776. Dave always loves when you ask him how he's doing. I'm Rick DiPietro, of course. You got my two teammates who couldn't be more excited about the Islanders. We got Super Bowl champ Chris Canty, who I'm telling you right now can't be more excited. He's looking forward to helping out with the Lightning already.
Tell you what, Rico, I can chase him down. I'll hold him down for you, and then I'll let you wail on him.
And, of course, our resident hockey expert, Dave Rothenberg. Dave, how are you feeling about the Islanders right now?
Like that kind of party.
Of course, that's that kind of party you like. Today's show is going to be a party. Friend of the show, Rick James. How you feel about it?
The celebration!
Yeah, celebration. Islanders close out the Bruins. Garrett Cole tells Josh Donaldson to keep his name out of his mouth. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cole said so. Tywan Walker and the Mets were awesome last night. Poor Matt Harvey. And as always, on the Thursday at 6:45, we got an observation that didn't happen in Florida. But before we get to all of that, let me hand the show off to a man that, of course, has his limits.
There is zero chance I would burgle a house.
That's Dave Rothenberg, and here we go.
Wow. That's a lot to digest. My goodness. A good morning to everybody on June the 10th of 2021. It is, of course, DCR. Rick has taken us into every nook and cranny in the world of sports. Rick, I would think of any day that you ever have on this show, today would be about as good a mood as you're ever going to be in.
I think New York sports in general, with what happened last night, clean sweep.
But you specifically.
No, like, I haven't slept. That's two? We have three coffees deep already.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, why would I sleep? How could I sleep? What a game that was last night. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
Chris. Close out.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Dave. I'm just saying the Isles are trying to woo me over, Dave.
That's
Stanley
fine.
Cup semifinals. I'm just saying they're trying to pull me away from the blue shirts.
I understand.
It could be happening.
Listen, if you decide to go. Now, is there still a chance that you're going to go in the postseason now? You might just be done now.
I'm going to wait until the offseason, but I tell you, one of those things that's going to be a determining factor, or could be a determining factor, is if we have a parade down in Canyon of Heroes, Dave, and we're celebrating the Isles holding up the Stanley Cup trophy.
I don't think down Hempstead Turnpike.
Yeah, they
Canyon
would not
Heroes.
Do it,
Hempstead
Canyon
Turnpike.
Heroes.
Hempstead Turnpike, Dave.
Yeah. No, they have to do the Canyon of Heroes.
No.
They don't think? Yeah,
no,
they
never
to.
Have. No.
They
the
never
island.
Have?
No.
Very
they
well, anyway.
Like a Jericho Turnpike or a Hempstead Turnpike.
Oh, yeah, straight down past Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
A little Chipotle.
Okay, I just thought all New York sports teams did that.
No,
but here's
the thing,
Dave. If they do have a championship parade, that could woo me over. That could woo me over. I'm just saying. It could happen.
Oh, my goodness. If they have a championship parade, Rick, will you be on a float?
No. No. I mean, I will be in no shape to be. I'd be Tom Brady on their little boat parade. I wouldn't need a spotter. I'd be in no shape to be on any kind of float.
You'd be throwing the Stanley Cup around. I could see you be like, all right, listen, catch this.
Remember the soccer team that had the championship trophy on the bus? And they dropped it and the bus ran it over?
Yeah, wrecked it. Yeah.
Yeah. So last night, I mean, you talk about a great night in New York sports. And what I liked also is it took teams out of the equation early, right? Like the Mets were up, 7-1 early, and you knew that they were going to win, so you could put them on the back burner. Yankees with a big win. Games were spread out and time-wise. Mets started 7, Islanders 7:30, Yankees 8. And you got to give credit to the Islanders. I mean, I didn't think they were going to win this series, I didn't even think last night they were going to win this game. Vegas didn't think they were going to win this game. Boston was underdog, and Boston was the favorite, actually. They really took it to the Bruins. Good job by the Islanders. Great job by the Islanders in this series.
Yeah, there was a sense of urgency, right? We talked about it yesterday. I mean, the crowd felt it. They knew. Like, no one was going to, you know, say it. But they realized this could be the last game at the Coliseum, and they brought it. And the Islanders, why even mess around with going back to Boston? You have no interest. Come out, play the way you should play. They got the first one, which was great. And then, I mean, you talk about some of the additions. I mean, Palmieri, what he's been. I mean, that Nelson line last night was awesome. Bruins, couple stupid turnovers. But, hey, listen, 6-2. Oh, my God. Going retribution against the Tampa Bay Lightning. My house in, I mean, chaos now. Tampa, father-in-law, mother-in-law rooting for Tampa. Oh, my God, it's going to get crazy.
So, Rick, spinning it forward, I mean, I know you said you didn't like their chances going up against the Bruins in this round. How do you feel about them going up against the Lightning in the semifinals?
Listen, I mean, at this point, I mean, I don't know how, even if, like, if you're just a hockey fan in general, like, how you don't enjoy, you know, rooting for this team just with how they play every night. Tampa is a really good team. Really good team.
Yeah, they're the champs, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they got the best goalie in the league. They got the best defenseman in the league. I mean, you got Kucherov's back. Stamkos, Point. I mean, they are loaded. But the Islanders play great, I mean, great defensive hockey. So, I mean, they did a good job in this series, especially with the secondary stuff. You know, Boston really had no answer outside of that first line. Listen, I wouldn't put anything past this Islanders team at this point. They're getting great goaltending. I mean, their big guys are starting to step up now. So, yeah, I mean, they're hitting their stride right at the right.
Yep, they're red hot. This is some run, by the way, too, right? Like, I thought they'd beat Pittsburgh, but they did a great job. Game 5, kind of stole Game 5. Then they come home and they win Game 6. I thought that Boston would beat them, and, you know, trailing 2-1, they tie it at 2. They win Game 5. They win Game 6. It's just, they've done a great job. And you know what? Every time I watch the Islanders now, I'm like, Washington let Barry Trotz leave? Like,
Washington has been out of the first round of the playoffs since they got rid of him, Dave.
What are they doing?
They have no idea.
Sensational. He wins a cup and they let him get. I mean, I would put him in bubble wrap and strap him to the Lincoln Memorial. He would never have left Washington D.C. if I was the Capitals.
No, but they just thought that we'll keep his staff. You know, like they've obviously learned from Barry, and we'll just, you know, let Barry go and we'll move this thing forward. Yeah, wrong. Wrong. No, we'll take
a horrendous decision.
Yeah, give me one of the best coaches in the league, and oh, by the way, one of the best general managers in pro sports. Yeah, we'll take him. I mean, and you look what happens, man. I mean, this happened in a hurry, did it not?
Very quickly, very quickly.
Since Lou took over and they hired Barry, I mean, how, dude? You're talking about a team that, I mean, there was a stretch there where we couldn't get out of the first round of the playoffs, right? And then finally we did that, and this is, you know, back to back.
Back-to-back Final Fours?
That's impressive, man.
Yeah, you can't even say Eastern Conference semifinals, right? You can't say that anymore.
I'm surprised they don't have a sponsor. Like, they were in the MassMutual division. I don't know what the hell this is going to be.
Brought to you by Palmolive.
Yeah, some kind of semifinals. Who knows? They'll find a way to sell
the
it.
Palmolive semifinals.
Exactly. The Spider Tack.
Yes, there you go. You can't shake loose of this semifinals. How about this, by the way? Amy Freeze letting us know. Partial solar eclipse can be seen in the eastern sky between 5:24 a.m. and 5:35 a.m. Reminder, you do need special eyewear. Never look directly into the sun. This partial eclipse will show the sun appearing in the shape of a banana in the eastern sky. Yes.
Ooh, a little banana. Nice.
That's right. A fruit-like eclipse.
What kind of banana do you like? Because I know some people that like the really ripe banana, the just ripe banana.
Yeah, I like the just ripe banana.
Yeah, I like it more on the more ripe.
Closer to the green side.
I wanted some of that banana, and I ate it.
No, I like it more to the brown, almost brown side, like the brown speckles. Oh, that's
you like
the
mushy, smushy banana?
No, not just to the point before we get smushy, like just before we're going banana bread.
Yeah, I can see that. If there's like 8 shades, you're probably 7. I'm probably 5 to 6.
Yeah, give me the freckles. Give me the banana with the brown freckles.
No, I don't. I get because you never, when you have the freckles and you open that thing, you could get bad spots, and I don't like that.
Did you know too? How do you open your banana? Here's a little nugget for you. How do you open your banana?
I traditionally open it from the way that I've always seen, but I know that the monkeys open it a different way.
That's the correct way to open it.
Well, I'm not a monkey.
I'm just telling you, I don't have to be a monkey. I'm just this, I guess the monkey's smarter than
you.
Well,
you say it's the correct way to open it. You say it's correct way. I open it with no problem, and I'm able to eat it with no problem. So I think I'm doing fine.
No, you're doing, I'm just letting you know, like the proper way to open the banana is the other way that you're doing it.
Now, why is that the proper way?
I don't know. I was just told. I was just watching the Food Network, and that was one of the tips they gave you. You're supposed to open it from the, not from the stem part, from the other end.
So I
got the head of the banana.
I got to give your Islanders fans credit. Why are you laughing?
I just made myself giggle. Continue.
if you can make yourself laugh, you got a good thing going on. You know that? Really?
I haven't slept. What do you want? Continue. I feel like
you
have a good point.
You're
coming.
On no sleep.
No, I have no sleep. I listen. Right. And a part of me died last night, too, because watching poor Matt get destroyed by the Mets.
God.
Killed me inside.
He was brutal last night.
He's been bad. He got a great start, and he's just been... It's been steadily getting worse. But continue with your point about the Islanders fans. It sounds like a good point.
Well, I'm going to get there in a second. At what point today do you hit the wall? Like, is it during the show? Is it mid-afternoon? Like, there's no way you're going to make it all the way through the day and then go to sleep at a normal bedtime. You're going to crash at some point today.
Yeah, at some point. No, but I mean, big day today. We got the, we took out the Bonsai blow-up water slide.
Oh, boy.
So that's been, oh, yeah, we've been crushing that. So I got that planned. I got a baseball makeup game tonight. So there's got to be, I'll crash. I might fall asleep during the baseball game as I'm pitching to the little guy. I may just pass right out.
And you know what? I don't think anybody would even notice during the baseball game.
Do you know, timeout. Here's this one. I didn't tell you guys this yesterday because I completely forgot. You know what I did yesterday? So, no, was it yesterday? No, it was the day before yesterday. We had baseball practice. Mm-hmm. So we had baseball practice. I had to make a stop at the gas station before we came home. So it was me and Milo in the car. So I pull up to the front of the gas station, which you're not supposed to park in the front of the gas station for obvious reasons, and this is probably the reason why. So as I'm trying to get myself out of the car and help, you know, get Milo to get out of the car with me, I step out of the car and start walking to the back of the back door, and not realizing that I didn't put the car in park, and it's driving itself into the front of the gas station. You should have seen the look of terror. Like, I glance to my right, I'm like, oh my God, the car's moving, and I can see into the gas station where the guy's standing there at the cash register, and the look on his face was like, oh my God, there's a car coming through the window.
I'm surprised it let you open the door when you had it in drive, or didn't just
that's what I thought.
I just,
and that's not the first time this has happened. And then luckily they had a lawnmower like sitting in front of the gas station that I started to run over to like slow down the car a little bit so I could jump in. And it was the truck. It was my truck too. So that thing would have went right.
The car. Wait, hang on a second. This is not the first time you've left the car on and gotten out of it?
No, this happened. Canty knows this story. When I had my hip surgery, they didn't tell me that because of the swelling in that area that I would have some like nerve damage. So I wouldn't really know I had, like, I wouldn't feel the sensation of having to pee until, like, it was going to start, like, I was going to pee my pants. So I took Cassie we had to run to the grocery store. And this is, like, just as the sun started to come down. So you could kind of, like, you could still see. So I pull in to the back of the parking lot and, like, back in so I can see the door of the grocery store. So she's just going to run for a quick second. So all of a sudden, like, it hits me. Like, I start sweating, like, oh my God, I have to pee right now. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of the parking lot. I can't just get out and pee here. I'm like, do I go in? Like, if I try to park this thing close to the door and run through, the bathroom's all the way in the corner. Like, I'm going to pee, like, I'll pee on the floor of the grocery store. I can't have that happen. So I decide I'm going to swing around to the other side of the grocery store, kind of where no one can see you, well, I thought, and then pull into a spot. And I was in such a rush, like, as I'm driving into the spot, I start unbuttoning my jeans when I used to wear jeans, and I'm about to legitimately pee in the car. So I kind of like think I put the car in park and hop out. And like, as I'm hopping out, like taking my junk out at the same time, and I start peeing, and I'm like, you know, when you have one of those pees where it feels so good, you like, kind of like close your eyes for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, and I hear like this.
And the car drives by.
No, the car stops driving. It goes up over the curb and starts driving up a hill through bushes. And I'm like, what do I do? Because I'm still peeing. So now I got to make a choice in the moment. So I'm like, I can't have the car keep driving. So I'm trying to finish up. I pull my pants barely up, still peeing in my pants a little bit. And I dive into the car. And luckily, I press the brake and stop it.
I've done what I came to done.
Yeah, and then I back the thing out of the bushes. And I look over and I see Cassie like waving like, okay, I'm ready. So I pull up and pick her up. And I got bushes, like I got sticks and branches all over the hood of the car. And she's like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, what the hell just happened is right. You are unbelievable. The fact that you have not left the car in park more than one time is really a
Well, I just thought with the technology today, I didn't think you could do that. I mean, the thing, you can't
You know what?
Oh, no, you can do it. It can
But
happen.
If you've done it once, like I wouldn't think that was the kind of thing that would happen more than one time. I can see it the one time. Once you've done it, I would think that would be the kind of thing that you would always remember and would never, ever happen again. Ever.
Yeah, I just thought I thought I put it in park. I mean, maybe I'm shot. Maybe 2 a.m. wake ups is finally.
Yeah, I don't think it's good for anybody. What I wanted to say, I don't want to make a quick point about gas stations as well, but what I wanted to say, I did. But what I wanted to say about your Islanders fan is you give out the number. I haven't even given out the number, and they're all here. They are lined up. They want to talk. They want to celebrate. They're excited. So 800-919-3776. Let me make a quick point. We'll break. We'll come back. We'll get to the Yankees, the Mets, and, of course, the Islanders. I hate these people, and I don't know if you guys have encountered them.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
The people that pump their gas and then leave the car at the pump and then go into the store?
They should be fine. I hate those. I hate those people. They leave their car at the pump, and they are done, and then they go in, and they get their coffee, and they do whatever, and they come out like they have no idea why you're annoyed at them. Those are the worst level of human being.
I hope you get attacked by a bobcat.
On the face of the earth. I hope they all get attacked by bobcats. Awful. I should put their car in drive and just give it a little nudge from behind. The worst people. That doesn't bother you guys?
No, yeah, it drives me crazy. Have you ever gone in, though, too, where, like, you're sitting there waiting in line, and the person in front of you is buying the scratch-offs, and they'll just sit there
and scratch them all off?
That's the most annoying thing ever.
Hey, can you check this one?
Come on, man. You got your scratch-offs. Keep it moving. What are we doing?
Can you check this one while I scratch this one? Yeah. Yeah, give me another one of those. Give me another one.
Yeah. Let me just take forever here.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you seen the rundown of KJZ this morning, by the way?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can trust it. Can we trust it?
Why wouldn't you trust it?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
you think because RJ's made mistakes in the past?
I mean, he comes back fresh off a bachelor party where they're watching soccer.
It was a soccer bachelor party, okay?
By the way, I think it was a mistake. We're adding S's to things. I would call it a mistake.
Well, the first mistake was going on a bachelor party and watching soccer.
Listen, it was Sunday night. The flight was 6 hours away. I didn't mind watching the soccer match.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was better.
And then you told me that Chris Middleton was, hey, Dave, he says in my ear, you should have heard. Like, you guys are talking, Dave, psst, you hear me? I'm like, I got you, RJ. What do you got? Chris Middleton, 6-for-31 this series. And then I said, guys, Chris Middleton, guess what he is in this series? And I know I'm in trouble when Rick says, well, he was 7-for-20 last night. I'm like, oh, no. hang on a second. Let me do some research here. This is not good. Yeah, that was a terrible job by you.
Yeah, RJ set you up for failure on that one, Dave. Set you up for failure.
Yeah, that
not his finest moment. But I can understand that coming off of a bachelor party weekend. I get it.
A soccer bachelor party, those are big bachelor parties.
Well, what we originally wanted to do was watch the Floyd fight, but we kind of last minute decided against it, and I'm glad we did.
That was a good decision. That was a good call. Whoever made that executive decision, that was the right call.
So if the KJZ rundown, in fact, is accurate by the guy that has shown that he can make mistakes.
You have failed me for the last time.
I think that we know who on this show, on DCR, they do not care for. I think that's obvious.
I'm a big star, you know.
No, I'm not. They don't believe that to be true. 8 o'clock, Rick. Right off the bat, we say good morning, thank you, have a great day, we'll see you tomorrow. And they're like, go nowhere, Rick's on the show. And then John Shire, by the way, at 8:10. And then at 9:30, Chris Canty. Mm-hmm. But where am I? Nowhere to be found.
You don't think I'm smart?
Nowhere to be found.
Yeah, that's tough. Man, that is tough.
Does that bother you?
I'm on KJZ at 9:30?
What?
Yeah, Canty's on KJZ at 9:30. They'll grab him off to get upset.
Did you not know you were on KJZ at 9:30?
I didn't know, Dave. You just broke news to me.
There you go. Yeah, Chris, get ready. I don't know what you're talking about, but you're on KJZ at 9:30 this morning. Uh-oh.
Got it. Appreciate the heads up, Dave.
Yep, you got it. I'm always here to help.
Yeah.
And I will not be on. You know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be fast asleep during KJZ at 9:30.
No, you won't.
Fast asleep.
No, something will happen with the dogs.
They're already up. 4:15 this morning.
Dog will eat something. Yeah, puke somewhere, then eat it. diarrhea.
Yeah, they'll do
somewhere.
Something to disturb your peace, Dave. The dogs are just not going to let you make it.
No, I need a dog the rug.
No.
Awful. All right, let's get to your Islanders fans, and then we'll get to the Yankees, and then we'll get to the Mets, and we'll do it all today. We have Nobservations at 6:45. DHIF also at 6:45.
DHIF.
What?
It sounds like, I like where your head's at. Which
it
you
sounds
say
like DHIF, an allergy medicine.
It sounds like, yeah, it's going to have like some really bad side effects to it.
Yeah, well, it could make you drowsy. DHIF is known to potentially make you drowsy.
But and welcome I aboard.
Better than did it happen in Florida. DHIF, it's quick. I like it. All right, let's go. 800-919-3776. Mike in Manhattan. He's so excited. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I am super hyped. And my question really is for Dave and Chris, because I know Rick is on my side. When am I allowed to be full-on Dave with a fan? I've already ripped through three shirts. I'm hulking out.
Yep.
Going crazy. I feel like this is the year of winning the cup. I really do. And I just want to know when is it okay?
When is it okay to what?
You know, I'm ripping off my clothes, man. Every night.
No, you can rip the clothes off. It's time. Well, yeah, it's time.
I mean, Mike, I'm here for you. What's the question? When is it okay to what?
You guys yelled at me last night. I said, save that or whatever last week. And I want to know when is it okay for me to do that? Because you guys told me that I can't be doing it.
What?
I think it's fine. Do it right now. It's fine. Yeah, we just speak because no one wants to see Dave naked, really, even Sherry.
Exactly.
Oh, he did a horrendous job explaining to me. RJ's telling me he wants to know when he should be excited that they could win the cup is the actual question. I think you should be all in now. I mean, you just beat two really, really good teams. You have a team that you put to six games last year who eventually won the cup. I would be all in and excited right now as an Islanders fan. I don't know how you couldn't be.
I don't understand why you would temper your excitement if you're an Islanders fan. Like this is the time to just be all in with your
ratchet
squad
it.
And enjoy the ride, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy the journey. Like, I get it. Every fan wants their team to hold the championship trophy at the end of the season, and you're going to be on pins and needles until it actually happens. But you got to enjoy the ride. That's a big part of being a fan.
It's the best part of being the fan. I mean, as your team is on the verge of winning things, that's the best part. And then you reflect back of how great that was. But come on. Be excited.
Skipper. Let's be honest, though. I mean, when's a good time to start stripping down naked? I mean, if RJ on a bachelor party with a bunch of his buddies watching soccer feels okay to start stripping down, I mean, you're well within your right. Well within your right. It's almost like you got Andrew Gundling's playbook for this bachelor party.
The soccer bachelor party?
Yeah, like, let's all share a room.
Yeah.
We'll sleep in the same bed.
Did you guys share a big room, RJ? Was it like nine guys packed into a room?
No, I did have my own bedroom. But when we did need to... to split into two groups, we had the captains of the tops and the bottoms. That's how we.
Wow,
guys, don't let RJ Captain Kaiser Sose us, man. There's no way that the highlight of the bachelor party weekend was watching the soccer match. There's a lot that was going on
game,
this weekend.
Sounds like it.
In North Carolina,
it was a really good game. RJ, yeah, was the soccer game a top three moment at the bachelor party weekend?
Oh, yeah, I would say it was probably one. Probably in the close second was us on Saturday going over like the players to know for the match on Sunday. So.
Oh, you did prep work for the game.
Yeah, and Friday we watched film, so those were the top three.
I can
moments.
Tell you one thing, RJ, if we go, like, if we're lucky enough to be invited to your bachelor party.
You're invited.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Okay, so we're there. If at any point during the bachelor party you make the decision that you want to stop things and break us up into teams, tops and bottoms, I'm probably going to pass. All right, time to head back.
You'll just leave midway through.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Well, you'll be in New Orleans. You can go experience it on your own. You don't.
Could I be my own team?
Wow.
New Orleans could get dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, it's a city that, it's a city. All right, 800-919-3776. Let's take one more quick one. The Skipper on the road. Good morning, Skipper.
How you doing, guys? How you doing? So I just want to get to this real quick. When you guys started off this morning, I just heard Candy saying, they're trying to woo me. They're not trying to woo anybody. And I'm getting like a little upset that Candy even thinks it's okay to come back. Like, you went one side, now you want to come back. It's just stay on over there with the Rangers with Dave.
Well, Skipper, you know why I want to leave the Rangers, right? You know why I'm considering it. It's because they're moving on from my guy, Quinny, and I didn't feel like he got a fair shake. You know,
so
Coach Quinn came on.
Still the Rangers head coach. Are you still a Rangers fan?
Yes, I'm still a Rangers fan. But the fact that they did move on from him, and I felt like it was a little premature, it just kind of opened the door for my hockey fandom to kind of switch allegiances. That's all I'm saying. That's what's happening right now. I haven't made a definitive determination. All I'm saying is the Isles going on this run. I mean, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, you're looking over on the other side of the fence and the grass looks a little bit greener. I'm just saying.
Why, if you're really up for grabs and debating it, just go. Like just go. Join now. You don't know when they're going to get back to the Final Four. Go now. Enjoy what could be potentially a Stanley Cup run.
Dave, I don't feel like it's my place to enjoy this Isles run because I started out the season as a Rangers fan. That's why I'm waiting until the offseason before I make my decision. You know what I mean? I'm going to collect all the information, get all the analytics, you know, and, you know, then I'll come to my decision then. But, I mean, I feel like this is reserved for Islanders fans that were riding with this team from the very beginning of this season.
All right. Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Is there going to be an announcement date? Like, we should circle something on the calendar, really? Like a kid declares where he's going to go to college? We should do
a letter of intent for my fandom?
Like a gender reveal maybe. Like we'll get some blue and orange powder and some blue and red powder, and you can fart it out.
Yeah,
we can surprise
them. I don't know about that, but yeah, something like that.
Did you ever see that gender reveal?
Yeah,
That was awful.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
Did you see this tweet from Amy Freeze? It looks like a banana.
I can't see it. I haven't been able to see it.
Oh.
I don't have special eyewear.
You don't?
No.
Oh, it does. It looks like a banana, a beautifully ripe banana.
Got the burning ring of fire for the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, here's what I'm going to do. So you don't injure your little eyes there. I'm going to retweet the Amy Freeze banana eclipse, and you will get to see it. And there you go. I just retweeted it.
Maybe you should do one of your Untucked podcasts on it.
I don't think I could spend a full 30 minutes.
No?
No.
And welcome aboard.
Solar eclipse? No. No.
Might actually pep the show up a little bit.
We did a big one yesterday. Big one yesterday.
I still can't believe the amount of people you have working on this thing.
Why?
And welcome aboard.
What do you mean, why? Like, I mean, that's, you got a serious, like, that's a, I mean, you have as many people that work on a TV show.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We're on Spotify. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram. We're on everything. It's big.
Like that kind of party.
Guess how many people watched the, we've done five now. The fifth one's not out yet. The fourth episode. Guess how many?
17.
15,000.
15,000.
Wow. 15,
don't interrupt,
okay,
God.
Okay. The Empire. It's like the melatonin of podcasts.
Oh, you
throw it on.
The swim shirt of podcasts?
Yeah, exactly. With the big Rothy.
I wear a swim shirt.
He's got the untucked shirt with the Rothy.
Untucked swim
shirt.
Oh, it's
an SUV protected shirt.
All tight on his neck.
You really are a bad guy.
Makeup, hair done.
I hope to God that Doc has the last laugh here.
Well, time out. I'm the one. Listen, okay, hold on. I'm the best friend you have at the station.
What?
It's not even close.
Say it again?
I am the best friend you have at the station. God, there's so many things I can buy right now to attack you.
The best friend I have at the station, I need to find other employment. What do you mean you're the best friend I have at the station?
Kay takes shots at you all the time.
Well, okay, I'll give you that.
Don shots at you all the time.
No, Don loves me.
No, no. You say that, and then Kay will say something about you, and he jumps right on, right on.
Mm.
Doesn't say a word in your defense. I thought Rosenberg was your guy, but he'll just go along with whatever Kay says,
too. Yeah, because they're bullies. They have this big platform, and I'm an easy target of the three of us, and they go after me, and that's fine. I'm totally comfortable with that.
Your boy Taekwondo, I thought you guys were tight. I was listening on Saturday. He was talking about how you don't look great with the gray hair.
Well, what am I supposed to do about the gray hair? Well,
I think it looks good.
Either I dye it or I don't. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
You can't dye it. You look
weird.
Why? Because it'd be like that commercial. Your beard looks weird. Like, I don't want to see you with Just for Men on your face. And no.
No, just roll with the salt and pepper.
Yeah, you'll be like Giuliani, where it starts drip, like to be mid podcast
dripping down my forehead.
No, you don't want to be like that. No,
we
don't
want to
go that. I want to be a college professor. Why can't we talk about that?
So Kay hates me. Don doesn't like me. Peter doesn't like me, and Ty can't stand me. And you're like, well, I'm the best thing you have. The bar is very low, Rick.
That's fine, but I cleared it. All I'm saying is I cleared it.
No, I don't think that that's true. I think Carlin likes me. I think there's other people. I think RJ likes me.
Carlin would replace you in a second. Harper.
Gunling likes me. No. I think Canty likes me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm just saying I like you the most.
I don't think that's
true. The only one I would potentially put ahead of me is Winthrop.
And
I
mean, I don't know
if that. But I don't know if you want that. I mean, the guy does videos on sensory bags and.
Plus, he likes chocolate martinis.
Yeah, chocolate martinis.
I don't know if you can trust a guy that likes.
Yeah, I got a lot of questions about him. He probably goes to Disney movies by himself.
That's a bad thing.
Sits in the back row. Yeah,
a little strange.
All right, 800-919-3776. Let's get to the Yankees. What a performance from the Yankees last night. Gerrit Cole and really shuts everybody up. Let's take a little listen to the Yankees starter who picks up the win last night. Gerrit Cole, any extra satisfaction striking out Josh Donaldson last night?
You know, he's a former MVP, big cog in the lineup, two hole, important spot for us to. Really try to attack and, keep neutralized if we want to keep runs off the board. So, just the satisfaction of executing those pitches in that spot, put our team in a better position to win, was enough.
What do you think the real answer would be? How did it feel?
You know exactly what the real answer would be. You saw him stare him down.
He meant business.
I mean, he's throwing him and he's at 100. Can we just, for a quick second, Dave, I mentioned this yesterday. So, I'm sure you guys saw the stat last night. That last night, Gerrit Cole had, four pitches, 100-plus.
You're going to go DeGrom here, aren't you?
Well, remember what I said about DeGrom yesterday?
Yeah, he had 33 of 85 pitches over 100 the other day. Yep.
Okay, so that was previous to last night's start. Cole had 5. So now he has a total of 9. DeGrom threw 33 in one game. 33 in one game.
Shows you how much more dominant Jacob DeGrom is than any other pitcher in all of baseball.
Look at it. I mean, just look at the stats, how much more dominant he is than any other pitcher. It's not close.
It really is unbelievable, man, the kind of season this guy's
put. But it's all of it now, though. He's got you're talking about a guy who has a starting pitcher. His average velocity on his fastball is 99 miles an hour. That's average. And he can dot it. That's what makes him special.
He's
when you have that kind of velocity and that kind of command.
4 earned runs in 58 innings, and he has dominant control. He's phenomenal. He's the best pitcher of this generation now.
And I don't even think it's very close, especially if all these guys are using.
I agree with you. And he's getting better.
That's the amazing part, too.
He's got 2 Cy Young Awards in his back pocket, and he's getting better year after year after year. So I don't know how good it gets. But let's get back to the Yankees and Gerrit Cole. I want to hear this one. Why did you hesitate when you were asked about the spider tech the other day?
I hesitated yesterday on the specificity of the question because I just don't think this is the forum to discuss those kinds of things. Like I mentioned in answer to Lindsay's question that there's appropriate time for players to discuss those things, and I'll keep it to that forum.
That's the owners.
It's not the appropriate forum. Somebody just tell Gerrit Cole stop talking about that. Just say I'm not talking about it.
That could have been the worst answer I've ever heard. Like he had no idea what to say there. The specificity
he was caught. Yeah, but that's in that moment when he was asked the question the first time. Though I think he knew going in, or at least he thought, or he was advised to do something when he was asked that question. Like I thought Don had a really good point yesterday. Is because everyone's asking the same question. Like going into that Zoom. That someone's going to ask you about sticky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If it's spider, whatever it ends up being, they're going to ask you that question. So, I thought Canty had the best answer. Like, what's your rehearsed answer going to be? And it was like, he had one going in, or, maybe Don said yes. Like, maybe Scott Boras told him, just lie. They ask you about it, you say no. But in that moment, he's like, is that what I want? Because if they go deeper and deeper and I get, I end up being a liar, and now I'm a liar and a cheater. Like, no, that's not good for me either. And then they pick the exact substance that I'm using. It's like,
yeah, they had him.
And then he tried to deflect and go, this is why we're doing it and everything else.
He should have gone Sammy Sosa. Did you use Spider Tech?
Bleach himself?
Knob less.
Oh, man. But here's the thing. When he's deflecting that question, just don't even address the Spider Tech altogether. Like, don't even answer that. just talk about what baseball needs to do moving forward in order to make sure that everybody's in compliance with the rules. That's it.
Spider what? Excuse me?
Yeah, not
exactly. I don't think it had to be all that complicated if you're Garrett Cole. But
do
I mean,
you use Spider Tag?
Do I use Spider Tag? Do you use Spider Tag? That's the question, Ken.
Oh my God!
You tell me.
You tell me, Ken.
Yeah, now let me put you on the spot. The roles are reversed now, aren't they, pal? Nick in Babylon. Good morning, Nick. You're on 98.7. Nick. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Here's the thing. Garrett Cole went out and stuck it right up your rear end. Now, how do you like them apples, huh?
My rear end?
Yeah,
well, you're the one. You have the most receptive
thermometer.
Yeah, you have the most receptive rear end of the three of us.
There's not a formula for success in this town. And then he went out and dominated. And
so hang on a second. He gave you a really hang on, Nick.
You
hang
had
on
to
a
wait
second.
45
Nick,
minutes.
Nick,
to talk
hi,
about.
Nick. Nick. Hey, Nick. How you doing? So he gave you one terrific start, and now all of the spider tack, everything else is now out the window. Can I watch him do this? I think he's going to be good anyway. But can I watch him do this for a more consistent basis? Then I completely change my view after one start.
You're going to take it, and you're going to shove it right up your receptive bum. Dave, Hungry Bum Rothenberg.
Wow.
Looks like I have another fever.
Everyone had their temperature taken like that.
And everyone, Dave. Not everyone.
My name is Dave, and I had my temperature taken rectally.
Yeah, but it's more about this. It's more about the girth of the thermometer and how...
Now I have fractured glass in my rear. And by the way, you're my best friend at the station? Really? I mean, just stop with that whole act. Why would you even go there? If anyone gives me a harder time than you at the station, I'd like to meet that person.
I think it's a compliment. I thought I was complimenting you.
No.
Most receptive. I thought that was a compliment.
No. And it's, I mean, we had Carlin on. Carlin, did you have your temperature taken like that? Yeah, of course. So why is it just me? Why am I the only one who gets this?
Well, I feel like with Carlin, I feel worse for his parents than I do Carlin.
Wow.
Imagine the amount of work that went into that. Need a spotter.
You really are a terrible human being.
Could you lay on your stomachs so we can take your temperature?
You really are terrible. Lay on your You're a bad guy. You're a horrible human being.
Oh, I've done what I came to done.
Yeah, you really have. You haven't slept in days, it feels like.
No, I'm driving cars through gas station. Hey, I will say this, though, last night. I wasn't disappointed that Garrett Cole didn't throw at Donaldson, because that's not the kind of guy he is. That'd be out of character. It was more like, you know, I'm going to shut you down. And that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
You know who I thought missed an opportunity last night? Was Brooks Krzyzewski. Donaldson made that last out. And Krzyzewski was not good in the ninth inning. Like, they had to get chopped up.
No, he was terrible. Right.
Like, yeah. I would have taken that moment in that spot to drill Donaldson. I mean, imagine that. Who's Brooks Krzyzewski?
Yeah, I mean,
teammates would have loved that.
Right. Yes, and he would have gained a lot of fame.
I think Brooks Krzyzewski has other problems rather than worrying about getting retribution for what Donaldson did to
Garrett
Cole.
At that point, don't you want out of the game anyway? You're like, I stink. I don't want to blow this.
Yeah, let me throw at his head to take me out, save me for myself.
Throw him quick. Get me out of here.
That was dangerous in that last inning last night. Let's go to is this his name, Rye Guy in Greenwood? Good morning, Rye Guy.
Yes, hello.
Your given name is Rye Guy?
I was given a name when I was a kid. I couldn't shake it.
All He's right. a bread guy. A big into bread.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway,
I do love rye.
I wanted
they call me Pumpernickel Guy.
So from a bartender, I got in the car, I closed the bar, I turn on the radio, and I hear Rick say that he hasn't slept all night. It made me feel better about myself. Also, I'm a big Devils fan, and I wanted to say that I love that Lou Lamoriello made the trade that he did for the Devils to push these guys through, and I want to know how Rick felt about that.
Oh, Palmieri's been great. I mean, Zajac scored last night. Palmieri's got seven. So, yeah, I mean, those are the kind of players that you want. They fit the role. I mean, how about Pageau and bringing him in, how good he's been. I mean, Lou put this team together the right way. Like, it's not a bunch of star power, but they all have roles. They all fill those roles perfectly, and they go out and do exactly what they ask them to do. It's got to be a fun team to coach. Like, if I'm Barry Trotz, it's got to be a fun team to coach.
Well, everyone's bought in. They play hard for you consistently. There's no star player that anybody's bigger than the rest. You get great goaltending. Like, it's exactly the way I bet you Lou and Barry would want their team to be built.
But that's the beauty of what he does, though. Like, how many times do we, talk about, NFL teams with bad coaches? It's like one of Chris's biggest pet peeves. It's like, no, this is my system, as opposed to adapting the system to your players.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, bringing guys or drafting guys that you know can perfectly fit in your system. How about that? And that's what they've done, man. I mean, because you watch this team play. If I'm Tampa, I know I'm a more skilled team, but they know that it's going to be physical.
It's going to be a dogfight.
It's going to be a dogfight.
It absolutely is. Let's hear from Aaron Boone and Aaron Judge on the Yankees and their performance last night. Here is Booney. Cole showed us why, in fact, he's the ace of our staff.
The one thing I know is he's an amazing pitcher and a tremendous competitor. And when all this dust settles, wherever this storyline goes, that ain't changing. Thought his effort with all the distractions going on around him, he went out there and showed you who he was.
He was great last night. I think the matchup was ideal for him as well. I mean, that Twins team is, and again, he was great and deserves a lot of credit. The Yankees bats came alive, but that's the perfect recipe if things are not going well for the Yankees.
Yeah, it's like the little blue pill is what that is. I mean, it is. When you start, you don't feel good about yourself, you're struggling a little bit.
Yeah,
little offensive ED. Just go play the Twins. Snap right out of it.
I mean, that what's his name? Randy Dobnak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm beautiful mustache though.
Oh, stop it! Thing is horrendous.
Stop. Handle, but come on.
It looks like with Daniel Stern from that movie. He was an Uber driver before he pitched in the major leagues.
So what? Don't disrespect that.
I mean, you have Garrett Cole against an Uber driver?
You should have seen, by the way,
We'll take it, Dave.
Campy's Uber rating, Dave. Before I got a hold of his Uber rating, oh my God.
What was your Uber rating?
They wouldn't pick us up in Houston.
It was bad, Dave. My Uber rating was really, really
Why?
Bad. Now it's at a respectable 4.70, but before that, it was ugly.
Dave, we're sitting there in front of the news. Dave, we had a party to go to. We're sitting there, Canty's like, don't worry, I'll get the Uber. And it's like 5 minutes, it's 10 minutes, and it's like you can see the map of the Uber. They're all driving around. There's like 15 cars driving around the hotel.
Not one will pick us up.
The question. Why was it so bad?
Well, I'm notorious for not tipping the Uber drivers. So that's a big part of the problem. And then there may or may not have been some nights where things got out of hand in the back of Ubers. So, yeah. Not a great rating.
That's probably your entree into not getting picked up.
Yeah, I think that's what
it was. It was a wake-up call, though. That was the
wake-up call. We got it turned around, though, Dave. We got it turned around.
Now you're a good, solid Uber tipper.
It's no longer an issue. No longer a problem.
Yeah. Now you're an Uber tipper.
Yes, okay. I am an Uber tipper. And no more shenanigans in the back of Ubers. Yeah.
I don't think the shenanigans are fine. It's the lack of tipping.
Nah, I think I got a little too
handsy.
Little too far. Yeah,
I had a buddy one time.
A little too extreme.
Chris, I had a time when I was at BU. One of my buddies puked in the cab that was apparently freshly cleaned. Guy stops, pulls over, then he starts to attack my buddy with a wrench.
What did you do?
He left.
I didn't know what to do.
He said what a great teammate he was. I'm the best thing you have here in the cab.
Yeah, I tried to break it up, but this guy was going crazy. And then he goes, you don't know what I have. I was like, oh no, what do you have? And then he dropped the wrench and then went to the front end. That's when we took off. We just started running.
But what did he have behind the wrench?
He went into the front seat to get it. I don't know.
Why would they wait around to find out what he's got?
Yes, we took off.
You upgrade from a wrench. What the hell do you have?
Exactly right. That's where the caca came from. That's how my buddy.
Caca.
Wait, how's the caca?
That's how it came to be. Like, that's why we use that as the sounder. Because I had told that story to Han. Is because we took off and then I lost him. Like, I was hiding under a car and he was hiding somewhere else. And I was like, oh no.
Was it a park car or was the car in drive?
Probably. If I was driving it, it'd be in drive.
Right.
But it was a park car. And I was like, oh, no, because he was all banged up. I'm like, where did he go? This is my roommate. I'm like, oh, no, where did he go? So I get out because I think things are clear. I'm looking all over the place, and all of a sudden I hear, caw-caw, caw-caw, and it's him.
I didn't know that. That's a good story. Here's Aaron Judge. That's funny. On Cole's performance last night.
You know, Garrett's a guy that any big situation, anything, any noise, you know, big games, he always picks it up a notch. You know, that's what we saw tonight. You know, usually I see him, you know, kind of sit around 95, 90, you know, 97, you know, the first couple innings, and then kind of wrap it up to 199 and some big spots. But I saw him pumping some 100-mile-an-hour fastballs in there in the first inning, which is something I love to see. So, you know, nothing really, you know, can phase that guy. You know, he's always locked in solid on his approach and what he wants to do, you know, on the mound. And, you know, he went out and executed at the time.
And you could tell that he was extra amped up for that last night. He wanted to prove a point, and he did.
Yeah, you know,
But Chris, isn't that what made that so impressive last night? Like, yeah, the performance was great. But, I mean, he made it look like it was, you know, just another outing. But, I mean, we sat here yesterday over the last couple of days saying this is one of the biggest starts Garrett Cole's ever had.
It was a huge start.
Like, the amount of pressure he was under last night? And he answered the bell, man.
But I think every start moving forward is huge. Like, because every time he just honestly gets hammered, if that ever happens, you know what the reason is going to be from people. Well, he got hit because he doesn't use his stuff anymore. That's what it's going to be.
No, you're right, Dave. That is what it's going to be. But last night, you just felt like there was that extra degree of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it was so close to that awkward press conference when he was asked directly by Ken Davidoff about the spite attack. And it's one of those situations where everybody in the world feels like it's obvious that this guy was using his stuff to gain a competitive advantage. And so it needed to be a really, really good start. He needed to go out there and be vintage Garrett Cole. And he delivered, man. I mean, the way he went after Donaldson early and then after striking him out, he stares him down. Like, you could tell that it meant more to him than just a ho-hum regular season game against the Twins.
Yeah, that was a big start for him. Let's go to Matt in Queens. Good morning, Matt. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Hey, listen, I can help you with the Gray situation.
What are you gonna do,
I got a lot of years of experience dealing with it, and for the beard too. Here's what you do for Gray, because once you go gray, you can't just slap the color and color up all the gray because it looks phony, and it fades too very quickly, so it just starts to look weird. So here's what you do: you get like a woman's hair color, like a L'Oreal or whatever. I use black. All right, and what you do is after you mix it up, You got to go to the areas where the gray is most and hardest to cover. And you smear some in there, and then you go to your more easier to cover areas. But you just leave it in for maybe 2 minutes. You don't leave it in for very long. And you can experiment with the time a little bit to get it how you like. And then you rinse it out. When you rinse it out, now you will have salt and pepper hair that looks really good, because the dark will be nice. And you still have that. You still have the.
Seems like a lot of work.
The salt look is right.
Yeah,
it is a lot of work.
You know what, Matt? I don't know.
You know, as you get older, it's more work. It is.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like a big undertaking. I think I'm going to just.
I think you look great.
That sounds like a recipe to have you doing impromptu press conferences in front of a landscaping company, Dave.
Yeah, doesn't sound great.
You burn your skin off of something.
I think I'm going to leave it the way it is, at least for now. Until I'm completely gray, and then
like Dave, he says 2 minutes. Dave accidentally falls asleep with it in his face and his beard, and
right. All of a sudden, I have like the darkest beard ever in the history of beards.
Like all of a sudden, you look like Bob Papa. Is it Bob? No, it's not Bob. Who's
Bob
the
Papa?
No. Who was it? Who is it? Greg? Is it who is it?
Who?
Santy? Who was it? You know who I'm talking about? That had the jet black hair.
Could have been great. But that wasn't.
No.
Pop, I don't think, has a beard.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left.
Hear more of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.